Claire Smith is a barrier breaker. In 2017, she was the first and only woman to receive the Baseball Writers Association of America Career Excellence Award and the first woman sports writer honored by the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, another honor for the Temple University alum. Temple's Klein College of Media and Communication has announced plans for the Claire Smith Center for Sports Media to help train the next generation of sports journalists. Smith will help lead the center. She spoke to WHYY's Annette John Hall about the honor. The two are old friends, having been among the nation's first women sports journalists in the 1980s and 90s.
How did it feel to have the Claire Smith Center for Sports Media, housed at Temple University, named after you?
Oh, a million thoughts, but first and foremost was, wow, Mom, our alma mater's doing this. So she started at Temple, had to transfer to Morgan after her father passed away. It was less expensive to go there, but she walked these streets in and around this campus and went to school and started here, a great path to her chemistry profession. And I thought of my mom. It made me get really emotional, like I'm kind of getting now. So, and then I thought of every single person, including you, that walked this walk. And every time I saw a woman fighting and striving for the right just to write about games, it just really, really bolstered me.
You know, the main focus of the center will be breaking down the barriers of gender and race in sports media, as you did. You know, the clubhouse, the baseball clubhouse, is a very insular, misogynist place. Tell us about the struggles that you had early on just trying to get access.
It was 1984. I was sent to cover the Cubs and the Padres. So in doing my job, I went down to the Padres clubhouse, went into the clubhouse with the 50 or so other reporters, and then was rudely pushed out. Literally, someone had their hand on my back, pushing me through the door. So I'm standing in that dank, awful tunnel at Wrigley Field, wondering how I'm going to do my job. And another reporter came by, Henry Hecht of Newsday, said, "What do you need?" And I said, "I need quotes." He goes, "Who do you want?" The first name that came to mind was Steve Garvey. Henry told him what, where I was and what had happened. Steve came out into the tunnel and he said, okay, I'll stay here for as long as you need, but remember, you have a job to do." And it was the most important thing anybody had ever said to me. The next day, Peter Ueberroth, brand new to the job of commissioner, opened clubhouses universally, took them over, said, "If the person is properly credentialed, no team can throw that person out of the clubhouse or harass him or her."
The center will be allowing students to earn a new certificate in sports media. What can they expect to learn as they earn that certificate?
Well, with people like me, they're going to teach me how to keep looking forward, because we haven't seen what they're going to have to know to succeed in these businesses. We do a lot of history. Well, in 1947 and 1962, this and that. They don't really care about that. They care about how will we integrate the social media with journalism or with public relations or with working for teams. Athletes are going to have their own publications and their own staffs. How do we integrate that and teach them how to hold on to the ethics and morals 101 that journalism schools try to instill in their graduates? We're building something from the ground up.